From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Kerry O'Connor, and Brian Babylon. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Carl tries Facebook's new rhyme line feature in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel time for the game that we call...
Extra, extra, read all about it.
All right, panel, as you can tell by Carl's boyish newsboy cry. He's now going to read each of you three headlines, one of which we actually found in a newspaper in the last couple of weeks. Pick that real one, you'll get a point. Kerry, first one's for you. This was a Christmas story we saw in the Dallas Morning News. Was it...
Drunk Santa droppa his panta.
Or...
Colorblind choir sings Rudolph the Gray-Nosed Reindeer.
Or...
Schoolgirl to Santa, give me Justin Bieber or I'll kill you.
I'm going to go with C.
You going to go Justin Bieber?
Yes.
You're right. She sent the note to Santa. She said that. She listed some other things she wanted, and she ended the note, remember, two of these or you die. Okay, Brian, this one's for you. It's from the Sydney Morning Herald newspaper. Was it...
So-called cargo kangaroos seen with multiple pouches.
Or...
Airline pilot startled by flying shark.
Or...
Shark startled by swimming airplane.
It's the first one.
You think it's the first one? Kangaroos? No, I'm afraid it was airline pilot startled by flying shark. It was actually a helium-filled inflatable shark, not an actual shark.
You never know, man.
You never know. It could jump up. All right. Paula, last one's for you. It's from South Carolina's Greenville News. It's about a surprising new finding. Was it?
Survey says Americans getting tired of surveys.
Or?
Study proves marijuana is a gateway to fun.
Or?
12 out of 10 men don't understand fractions.
Number three.
Number three. 12 out of 10 men don't understand fractions? Well, you're half right. Yeah. Actually, it was Survey Says Americans Getting Tired of Surveys was the headline.
Yeah.
Shoppers are reportedly being asked to participate in more and more surveys, and they don't like it.
Yeah.
Do you usually get that, like, when you call somebody and you do something, and then at the end, like, can you hang on the phone for a survey?
Right.
Right.
Who's really doing that? Like, yeah, sure, I want to waste more of my life.